It's kind of a combination of the turnovers and the penalties. You know, I think you obviously you can't turn it over three times. It's tough. You know, two picks and a fumble, and then the penalties. You know, you're playing from behind the sticks, and you know it's first and 20 or second 20, second 15. That makes it tough to call plays, tough to execute plays when you're playing from behind the chains like that. So I think it was a bit of a combination of both. That you know we were never really able to get anything rolling.
What was Tennessee able to do in the ground game as far as you know keeping Leonard and Chris from really having a huge production?
Right. Yeah, I thought they did a good job. I mean, I think we knew coming into it they were a good front, you know, and we respected them. But, you know, I think at the end of the day we had some good runs early. We're able to just stay ahead of the chains. But we got to be better. We got to be better, you know, all around, you know, from the run game to the pass game to the penalties to the turnovers. It's you know, it's a collective group. It's a whole, and it's all got to be better.
You got to overcome it, but how much do you miss A-Rob?
Yeah, I mean, anytime a player like that goes down, it's a huge, you know, there's a huge void to fill. You know, the targets, the plays he made, the yards, the touchdowns, all that's gone. So we got to find a way to make up for that and to get other people in positions to make plays to where we can kind of, you know, we don't have another Allen Robinson. He's a big time player, but we have other guys that can make plays for us and be successful, help us be successful.
It seemed like the offensive line took a bit of a step back this week. How much confidence do they have after week one coming this game?
You know, I think they were as confident as they could be. You know, I think going back to last week and what they did last week and coming in here, and we knew this was a good front. They got good guys outside. And you know, for the most part, you know, I think they did well. You know, I think we could have helped them out with some different things. But I thought they played okay. You know, I think we just got to be better as a group.
How difficult is it for this team in once you fall behind two scores in a second half? Does it in your mind change the game plan a little bit?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. You know, because we want to run the football, and you go down two scores, you know, you're kind of limited on what you can do in the run game. You got to go score points in a hurry. So I think we did a little bit of that. You know, we'll have to figure out how we can continue to run the ball. And create plays there, but you know, like I said earlier, when you're everything's first and 20, second and 20, like it seemed like it was in the second half, it's hard to get anything done.
When you look at the first possession, you guys get out 51 yards, you eat up 6 minutes of the clock. I mean, that's the formula. That's the
right
part that kept you in the game. What was it that you felt? Was it just the penalties? Obviously, terrible reserve, but that got you away from that.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of it. You know, like you said, those penalties and turnovers hurt you, kill you. But I think, you know, starting fast is something we've talked about and wanted to do. And I thought, you know, back-to-back weeks, our first possessions, we've gone down the field. And we'd like to score, but, you know, we got 3 points. So it's a good start. So we got to find ways to build on that throughout the game and continue to do what we did, you know, in those first drives.
Blake, you stretch the field a little bit more? Without A-Rod, would that help?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think we got to get guys backing up. And you know, it's all stuff that we have and are in the game plan and you know, situationally we'll call it and do all that. But, you know, I think when our run game's going and we're able to, you know, do stuff off of play action and take shots down the field, you know, it's definitely big and opens them up.
Are you interested to see how defenses are going to play you guys without A-Rod for the first time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's – say that again. I don't know if you could say, you know, I think anytime, you know, Allen, because obviously he's by himself a lot playing X, you know, there's teams that'll put a safety over there on top of him or leave somebody over there just to try and take you off of him. So it's hard to say if there's been any adjustments on the defensive side, you know, with his absence. But, you know, I thought our guys today, wide out wise, I thought they played hard. I thought they made some good plays. We just got to make more of them.
Blake, 6-3 at halftime, coming out second half. What did they show you in the second half of the game?
Nothing. They played the same defense in the second half they played in the first half. We weren't able to take advantage of, you know, the opportunities that they gave us. You know, we had a plan and talked about what we wanted to do at halftime, and you know, they came out and played what we thought they were going to play and showed us what, you know, we were prepared for, and we just weren't able to take advantage of it.
How surprised were you after last week's performance that you get this kind of performance?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, we talk about it all the time, being able to stay poised and stay kind of calm and level-headed no matter how high it is or how low it is. And there's going to be adversity. It's a long season. There's no doubt about that. But I think, You know, you got to be able to, you know, not only respond to plays and series and stuff throughout the game, but you got to be able to respond to a complete game itself. You got to be able to take a loss and learn from it, move on, grow from it, get better. You know, there's been only, I think, one team to ever go perfect. So you're going to lose some games. And I think it's finding out how to do that as little as possible, obviously, but how to try and eliminate, I think, offensively speaking, the self-wounding errors, the penalties, the turnovers, is the stuff that we can take care of and are in control of. So I think as long as we handle that, we'll be all right.
Were you at all disappointed that you guys didn't take some shots downfield earlier, you know, instead of waiting until that two score.
Right. You know, obviously, as a quarterback, you always kind of want to throw the ball. You want to throw it downfield. You want to, you know, score touchdowns. But I thought we had a good plan. You know, we did. I thought we did some good things in the first half in the running game. And then when you get down by a certain point, you kind of got to abandon the running game and start throwing the ball like we did towards the end. But we'll have to find what we can do and what we can take advantage of and how we can get the ball downfield in order to kind of create those chunk plays and the big plays that we need to win.